Grain futures higher across the board. We've seen almost a near 20-cent gain in wheat at one time early this morning, still double-digit, about 11-cent gains in Chicago. Corn holding a nickel back over 440 after taking a drop early yesterday morning ahead of that USDA crop report to 426. Soybeans, they had up as much as 17, 18 cents earlier today as there was a buzz that China was checking bids, but then no response, no sales flash after 8 o'clock caused the bean trade to retreat from earlier gains. But still, everything's on the green side as yesterday, the one thing the USDA did confirm to us is that stocks are not growing anymore. They could potentially be on the decline. We know old crop stocks, corn's going to be down 100 million bushels for sure, as these fat cattle eat a lot of groceries, a lot of corn, and so they had to lower that stocks number, which transfers right over to new crop. So that means new crop on the WASDE crop report in July coming up here in another 10 days is going to be in that 1.8 billion bushel mark. And then they also are behind on export sales. We are pumping that corn out like crazy. Even our corn grind looking pretty good today as our corn numbers for ethanol were solid. So with that, we are seeing new crop numbers on paper declining. There's even talk that maybe next week's ratings for corn and beans will be declining by 1% or 2% because there's too much rain in some areas of the Midwest. The yellowing is becoming a problem, inability to top dress in some areas. With that, we are higher. Corn today up 5 cents on the September, 421 and three quarters. December up 5 and a half, 441 and a half. The soybeans for August up 9, 1133 and a quarter. November gaining 6 3/4 cents, 1150 and a half. In the wheat trade, led by Chicago today, September contract up 11 1/2 cents, $6.75. Kansas, September wheat up 9 1/2 cents, 6.34 3/4. In Minneapolis, we find that September contract gaining 12 cents to 618 and a half. December up 10 and a half cents at 642. Livestock futures turned higher after a volatile session early today. That those that are watching saw gains of over a dollar. Then we were down several dollars on the board, both feeder cattle and the live cattle down well over a dollar. And then we've turned back firmer on the session. Box beef for the choice down 19 cents today at 392.97. Select off $1.10 at 370.58. Feeder index is slipping here today. Down on the session, I got my numbers here, down 40 cents to 377. But fortunately, the one day jumped substantially to 374.99 on 2,260 head. Pretty bad showing on the one days yesterday and the day before, but we're coming back trying to hold these indexes well north of 370. So feeders are certainly at a discount considerably, along with the live cattle. August, big discount, still running at about $15 to the cash trade. August cattle off 20 cents, 242.22. October up 35 cents, 237. December gaining 42 cents, 236.80. In the feeders today, another session of at least $4 trading range. Usually they're $5 to $6 ranges. Currently up 52 cents, 365.12. Silver September feeders up 50 cents, 363.02. The October feeders up 50 cents, 360.15. January feeders back above 50, 350. They're at 350.60. Up 62 cents. Hogs lower again today. What's new? July off 85 cents, 93.47. August losing 90 cents to 97.30. October down 32 at 81.67. Gold on the rebound, up $46 to $4,084.50, not before hitting 3,973 overnight. Silver, July contract up 66 cents, 60.58. The high was a dollar higher than this earlier today at 61.54. In Bitcoin, July contract up $1,415. We're at $60,315. Crude oil, though, we're lower on the session, down $1.12 at $68.38. Gasoline contract for August, though, we're mixed on these products after this morning's energy data. We're up 4.5 cents a gallon on gasoline, $2.94. Diesel fuel is down 3 1/4 cents a gallon, exact opposite of gasoline. We are at $3.19 1/2. Any questions, you can always find us. Commodity futures trading at heartlandinvest.com, Heartland Investor Services. Thanks for listening and have a profitable day.